Cancer and Christ. Comforting Facts. That's the title of this week's edition of Praying Pals. First of all, I hate cancer. Even the word hate is not strong enough. I've seen what it does to the people I love, and I hate hate it. More importantly, God hates cancer, even more than we do. It was not in his original sin-free world, to say the least, but since this world is in rebellion against him, cancer exists. Cancer offers us a choice to misidentify our enemy by blaming God instead of the devil, or to choose to trust God regardless of what we feel and share how we feel with God himself, knowing that he wants us to pour our hearts before him. He wants us to remember his promises and what cancer cannot do. So this week, let's cover what cancer cannot do. Cancer never indicates a change in God's character. Our feelings range widely and change often, but God remains good. This world is not heaven. We're constantly reminded of that, right? But Christ will return and make all things right. Mark 13:26 says, "Then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory." Unquote. Next, cancer never conquers the Christian. What do I mean? Cancer never takes over the spirit. The spirit of a Christian is safe, totally secure in Christ. John 10:9 says, "I am the door. Anyone who enters through me will be saved and will live forever and will go in and out freely and find pasture, spiritual security." Next, cancer never blocks the love of God. God still loves us. Romans 8:38 through 39 says that, "For I am convinced and continue to be convinced beyond any doubt that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor things present and threatening nor things to come nor powers nor height nor depth nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the unlimited love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Unquote. Next, cancer and its suffering never compare to the glory ahead for believers. God never wastes our pain, both here and hereafter. He is going to do something good. He is going to give something good. For instance, the sufferings of this world won't compare to the glories of the next. Romans 8:18 says, "For I consider from the standpoint of faith that the sufferings of the present life are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is about to be revealed to us and in us." So, if you have a loved one with cancer, or you yourself are suffering with it, please remember these facts. Remember scripture, print it off, put it on your phone as your background photo, on your computer, whatever. But please, constantly remind yourself of these promises. Cling to Christ and his promises. And you know what? I'm not just coming up with these things for a devotional. These are facts to which I am clinging to. You see, that's what I am doing as I go to appointments with my adopted grandma Sandy, who is fighting lung cancer. She's glistening with the light of Jesus everywhere she goes, and I see him in her, and I sense his presence with me. In closing, let's all take God's word for it all. Romans 8:37 says, "Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors and gain an overwhelming victory through him who loved us so much that he died for us." God loved us so much that his only son suffered and died for us so that we could be saved from this rebellious world with sin and the devil and save us from hell and join him in heaven forever and ever. God's love is serious. God's love is real. And remember, let's never allow the mirages of this crazy world to distract us from the rock-solid promises of God's Word. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we can't begin to articulate how we feel when we see the ravages of cancer in those that we love and in people who are praying right now who have cancer. Lord, we choose to trust you. We choose to rely on you. And we thank you for your facts, your promises that are still true and always will be. Lord, we welcome you into every situation. We ask for your best for each one. We ask for healing. We ask for grace. And we thank you that you have said that your grace is sufficient. So we trust you now. We welcome you in our hearts. Cleanse us. Fill us. We turn from sin and turn to you right now and rely on you alone. We need you desperately. And we thank you that you said you are with us always. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. Pray especially hard for those fighting cancer and reach out to them. Do something kind that reminds them of Jesus. Send your prayer requests 24/7 at prayingpals.org.